Beats. It's that time again. Top of the evening to you. Welcome to another hour of life, liberty, all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here. It's been a long day. A couple hours with Robbie Noel. And we're back here to have our own brand, an hour of commentary. Thank you to Roger for taking the hour yesterday. That was kind of a pre-planned gig. I mean, I was supposed to be on the road. I should have been in Texas right now. But due to a series of issues, I had to postpone that trip until after Labor Day. So I just said, Roger, go for it, man. You got it. It's on. I understand he had a couple of technical issues to deal with throughout the course of the hour, but those things happen in live radio. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 25th day of August, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, tomorrow, of course, Ben Bernanke is going to wag his mouth at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And the world seems to be waiting with bated breath. Dow Jones Industrial closed down 171 points today to end the day at 11,150. NASDAQ off 48 at 2420. S&P 500 down 18 at 1159. Even the global Dow is off 17 to close their day at 1828. Gold began to turn around today. It's up $4 at 1768. Sure, it's still down $130-odd from where it was a week ago. Who cares? It's a whole hell of a lot higher it was when we began this race. Oil's down 36 cents, currently at $84.94. It's good they've got oil knocked down 20 bucks a barrel. I don't know what that translates to at the pump. One of the interesting headlines I'm looking at, though, just to go show you the expanse of the Fed, Brazil and Mexico stocks were hurt today because they're waiting on the Fed's speech tomorrow. Huh. I guess the Fed has far-reaching tentacles, does it not? What else? Yeah, it's been a long day. I'm dragging. I'm tired. Ooh, I closed the window down. Stick around. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Pick up where we left off.
There ain't nothing I can do. Oh, nothing I can say.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
To wake you up coming out of the break. Listen to some of those commercials. Great sponsors, but some of those ads just put me to sleep. This one's designed to just jack you right back up out of your chair, perk up your ears. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Metals in the after hours seem to be taking a bit of a drumming. Rhodium is flat at $18.75. Palladium's off $2 at $7.49. Platinum down $2 at $1,817. That's $1,817. It's down $4, $1,815. Silver off 35 cents. I'm loving it. I mean, everything's getting pulled down, man, in anticipation of Uncle Ben filling up his rice bowl tomorrow. And so silver's at $40.77 an ounce. Gold down $9.20 in the aftermarket now. At $1,762.10. Still, nothing to shake a stick at, baby, I'll tell you. See what else is going on that I care to even comment on. Probably not too much, economically speaking. We've run the gamut. And we're going to have some comments about Steve Jobs a little later in the program. Somewhat of a tribute to Jobs. You're going to find it kind of interesting. Some of the interesting headlines I'm looking at sent from the Washington Post. Central bankers face uneasy mood ahead of the Jackson Hole Economic Summit. I think it's apropos that they're holding it in a place called Jackson Hole. The thing that amazes me is why Wyoming would even invite these denizens of iniquity into their state. European countries have extended their short-selling ban as they try to tame the markets. Yeah, you cannot do any short-selling in Europe right now. I like this one. A former Moody's analyst has been ordered to pay $34.6 million for his role in an insider trading scheme. It's just an analyst. The big boys are still walking free. The big boys still haven't been persecuted, prosecuted, subpoenaed, nothing. They're just getting away with it. They get a little analyst, a little trader. These guys will get, see, we're policing our own stuff. We're going to take care of it, boy. We'll catch the crooks within our own industry and take care of them. Except that they don't. The crooks are the guys at the top. They're the ones that are getting away with bloody murder. Unbelievable. Uh-oh, it's going on in the Middle East again. Gaza and Israel are exchanging retaliatory fire. Unbelievable. Well, who knows, my friends? Who knows? What I got over here? This is an interesting story. I commented on this in Robbie's program. You know, they're totally raping Muammar Gaddafi's assets, which is okay because he raped him from his own people. You know, all the gold statues, the weapons, he's got his own stash of gold. But as the rebels got into Muammar Gaddafi's palatial compound, kind of pulled back the curtain on the private life of this Libyan dictator, findings are pretty bizarre. I had the news on last night, and I heard about his medical staff and his private security guards. All women. All women. This guy's no dummy. I mean, the guy's an ugly mammy jammer, but so what? So they're ransacking through the guy's bedroom, and in his nightstand, they find a photo album dedicated strictly to and full of photographs of former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Book even includes a picture of Gaddafi with Rice during her 2008 visit to Tripoli. That's back when the U.S. and Libya were friends. I don't know what in 3 years Libya has done to change that relationship, but, you know. I mean, if this photo collection is any indication, Gaddafi apparently developed a little crush on Condoleezza. Even a little handwritten note in there, it says, I support my darling black African woman. He made that statement, apparently, in a 2000 interview with Al Jazeera. Lisa, I love her very much, he said. Now, I found this on this little story I just shared with you over at businessinsider.com. Now, that shows you the level that all these scumbuckets are going to, you know. And because you start reading through the closets and one guy, the comments, one guy says, did you check his closets? He might have been a cross-dresser and liked her style. Well, Condoleezza Rice dressed pretty classy. And I'm reading down here, and, you know, one guy says she's a hottie, and another one says, well, yeah, by conservative standards, she's a hottie. And one other guy says, yeah, well, by anybody's standards, you're a snarky jerk of a human being, anyone I know, liberal or conservative. And it goes on and on and on with all these very comments. So my evil twin brother, Jerry Moraine, decides that, man, he better make a comment on this. So Jerry Moraine gets on there and makes a comment that says, hey, old Gaddafi Duck may have had some taste after all. His entire personal medical staff is comprised of Ukrainian nurses, and his choice of Condoleezza is certainly better than Michelle Oh. Keep on rocking, Muammar. Oh, God. Sick, sick, sick. Well, that's my brother, Jerry Moraine. What else would one expect? Of course, for those of you who know and have been around long enough and listen to my brother in years gone by come on the airwaves, you know what a sick, twisted fool he was and is, and I'm sure will continue to be. Oh, I spread the rumor a few years ago that my brother died in a motorcycle accident. You know, he's an ex-Vietnam vet, Yeah, he smoked sacks and played weed. That works well. Why not? Well, over in Illinois, they're having a big fight over there. The teachers' union is fixing to go on strike to demand more money, but the teachers' union doesn't make one stinking comment about the schools in Illinois and the students that are failing due to their ineptitude. I say that loud enough for my wife to hear. She gets offended when I start talking about cutting teachers. First of all, my wife's retired. What does she care? If you have inept teachers, I don't care if they got tenure. Get rid of them. Oh, here's some other interesting economic news. This falls under the heading of, where's my refund? The Treasury Department announced today that it has recovered roughly $900 million from stock sales in financial companies during the first 6 months of this year to help offset the losses from the Wall Street bailout program. Treasury says in a semi-annual report it's recovered $314 billion of the $413 billion that was spent to help save the banks and the financial companies and U.S. automakers back in 08 and 09. Now, wait a minute. If the government has recovered that kind of money 314 billion out of the 413 that was used to bail out those three industries. Where's my piece of the pie? What, give me some more refund, Jack. You took that money from me without my permission to help bail people out that frankly didn't deserve bailing out. And 3 years later, some of those companies, some of those banks and financial companies are in just as deep a trouble as they were in 08, if not worse. So did it work? Obama, did your stimulus work? Hey, George Bush, did your stimulus work? I think the only stimulus these guys get is looking at the centerfold of some nasty hanky-skanky magazines. So this report now shows that nearly a third of the money recouped from stock sales came from government shares in Citigroup, which they sold in January. Hey, when is my refund, Jack? Unbelievable. The question I pose to you, you know, in throughout our life, words change. The meanings of words change. We've often talked about this. And in my program of the other evening, which I'm sure offended some people, and I don't really care, it was designed to make one think outside the traditional box. The word racism, the meaning of that word has changed. To be a racist around most of the rest of the world is a good word. It means to be proud of and to promote one's own race, their heritage, etc. In this country, if you're a racist, it's got real bad connotations. It means that you don't like people of a color or religion other than your own. There are black racists that are against whites, white racists that are against blacks and browns and reds and on and on and on. It's a color issue. Okay? And, you know, most... Yeah, forget it. I'm not going down that path anymore. You get the idea. So one of the words I absolutely love is the word that has begun to be used in the last few years called progressives. These are people that believe in progress. What kind of progress? Because most of these people calling themselves progressives are, in fact, Democrats. Who is progressing in this whole deal? Well, America, my friends, used to mean something. Here and around the world. And when we come back, we're going to try to discover who the hell we are as a nation today. Maybe where we're going. Be back in a couple minutes.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee
Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
So who are we as a nation? What have we become? What will we become? The Statue of Liberty, when it was gifted to us by France many years ago, represented independence, what it meant collectively to be an American. There was a reason why millions risked life and limb to come to our shores. Yes, we are a nation of immigrants, with a strong work ethic. America was built on hard work, sweat, self-determination, and most importantly, freedom. We were free, and we were proud to be Americans. We are not who liberals decide us to be. We are not children who need to be told by the government how to live and to be shameful and apologetic about our American exceptionalism. We are patriots and love our country because we feel so in our hearts, because we are free, or we're free. We're not children who have to stay in their parents' homes until the age of 26, finding ourselves because some misguided elected official says we should be on welfare and free health care. If we give to the less fortunate, it is because we want to give, not because the president or the Congress thinks that we must spread the wealth and redistribute it according to some grand global scheme punishing us for our evil capitalist ways. You know, most middle-class Americans have worked hard for what they have. Why should they find themselves broke when nearing retirement because progressives think that social justice must be implemented? You remember that our Constitution guards and protects private property? What do you think is going to happen if a constitutional convention comes about? Do you think our Constitution will still guard and protect our private property? Who are United Nations and all its progressive affiliates to tell us that private property is the root of discrimination and must thus be abolished, stolen, and redistributed to the poor of the world? The Bible just flat outright tells us, thou shalt not steal. Who the hell made progressives the arbiters of the American dream? What if we do not want to live a simpler life and we like our lives just the way they are? Consumerism at all, good or bad? They're going to come and force us to change to their vision of what living should be? Are they going to take your 50 or 60 inch big screen TV out of your house that you probably work 3-4 weeks out of the year to be able to afford and give it to some cat down the street who doesn't want to work?
I mean, come on, let's be honest. Our consumerism keeps millions of Chinese and Americans financially secure and employed. Of course, not all Americans have personal possessions to sell or savings to rely on or rich relatives. We have to work. Can't take time off to find ourselves in a foreign land or on a mountain peak or an African village or on the open sea. I mean, I happen to like what I do. When you really like what you do it for free if you have to. Hey, look, if I was told tomorrow that Republic Broadcasting was shutting down and you know, Republic Trading Group was shutting down, it isn't going to happen, but if it did, I'd go broadcast somewhere else. I wouldn't care if I made a nickel doing it. I love doing it. I've been doing it a lot of years, and there's been some years I hadn't made diddly squat, but I kept on doing it because I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the relations I've developed over the years on the alternative media. One such individual I share with you passed away over the weekend. I miss him dearly. And I got word today that another good listener and friend passed on. Maybe last night. I got to do some digging tonight to find out if that's true. I don't want somebody else telling me what I like. But flooding our country with billions of dollars in stimulus spending or dollars not backed by goods and services ain't going to solve our problems. It's only going to cause further debt and inflation. Look, there's something pretty wrong with what we teach our children. We no longer teach them to be self-sufficient, to seize the opportunity. Carpe diem, we teach them to expect cradle-to-grave mentality, dependency on the nanny state because it's a right, it's an entitlement. Son, daughter, get off your assets and do what's right. There ain't no rights. There ain't no entitlements other than what you earn. Free health care is not a right. It's a service like any other service that we must pay for. Who says that a doctor who spent 12 years in college to become a doctor and $500,000 in tuition fees and books suddenly owes you free care? You're going to clean his house? Mow his lawn, trim his palm trees, do his laundry, and fix his computers for free? American culture was never about non-producers living off the producers. It's not who we are. It's not who we were. Maybe it's what the lefties want us to be, pining for European lifestyles that are failing left and right. No pun intended. We'll be back.
I'd like to get you on a sailboat to China, all to myself alone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
It's gotta be that same old thing. Gotta be Muammar Gaddafi every time he thought of Condoleezza Rice, huh? Now you can't blame him. What the heck? Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Talking about and trying to discover what we were as a nation, maybe what we become, what the progressives expect us to become. Well, they expect us to give it all up, man. Yeah. There was a time in this country that we were somebody when we believed in free market capitalism. We thrived and we believed in the American spirit, in individuality, in freedom of choice, or religion, or speech. But today we're in such disarray, we're no longer that nation. We have to get our public policy in order so that we can be that nation again. We have to get rid of all the corrupt politicians on both sides. If you want to get a distinct understanding of what I mean, I invite you later tonight to go visit my website, federalobserver.com. I don't care if you don't read a single article up there. I want you to look carefully at the picture at the top of the page. It'll tell you exactly what I believe is going to take to get rid of our corrupt politicians. You see, my friends, like it or not, the status quo is no longer an option. It has demoralized the country because we no longer see a solution to the myriad of problems that are being created at a very fast pace each and every day. We are a divided population in crisis right now, saddled by immense debt. See, we got to go back to the values that made this country great. There's no other way to extricate ourselves from this quandary. Furthermore, we do not want a one-world government that the ruling elites are pushing. Our Constitution, our legal system are incompatible with Sharia law. We have to stop its spread in this country, whether you like it or not. You cannot have two legal systems in America. See, it's not who we are. Health insurance? It's a moral hazard. It's not a right. You choose to purchase it and use a lot, or you choose to take your chances that you'll not get sick and save your money for other emergencies. You see, there ain't nothing for free. There's an opportunity cost associated with any activity, my friends. Somebody's got to produce housing and health care and education and food. Otherwise, it does not exist. Our American culture was not steeped on spending millions more dollars than we actually take in taxes. Turning one group of society against another is not the American culture that our forefathers built. Turning people against the rich is hatred and class division, pure and simple. It is not a logical solution to the out-of-control spending. As a matter of fact, the average poor or rich or middle class in this country didn't have a damn thing to do with our out-of-control government spending. Simple. Look, the rich pay their, you know, they pay a lot of taxes. Maybe not as much on a percentage rate as some of the rest because they can hire the better accountants and the bigger book. My buddy Bob out there and Steve back in the East, these guys are accountants. They're CPAs. They've handled rich and middle class and poor alike doing what they do. And it probably has to grind them watching how some of these ultra uber rich cats get away with a very, very small percentage of their money going out because they've got access to better write-offs, better manipulators in some cases. Oh, it's true. The bottom 47% of income earners pays very little federal and state tax, but they do pay sales tax. Problem is not those who pay tax or don't pay tax. The problem is the government is spending us shamelessly into oblivion with each year's baseline budgeting, and they don't seem to want to stop. In spite of citizens' protests. I got a guy that sent me an email a little while ago. You know, yesterday he sent me this column about Maxine Waters' comment about saying the Tea Party can go straight to hell. And I commented back to him and said, well, look, if some of those Tea Party members wind up down there, I'm sure she'll get to visit with them because that's where she's going, straight to hell. Well, he sent me back an email all offended. Why do you think she's going straight to hell? Because of her politics? No, because of her pure, outright racism. And the way she's helped sell this nation out. Not because she's black, not because she happens to be Democrat, but because she's one of those political elite that thinks they can get away by doing whatever they want. We also pay lavishly for illegal aliens and their children. It must stop. Their home countries have got to take care of them. Get them out of here. Yeah, we might have to give them provide some emergency care, but we can't take Parkland Hospital down in Dallas, Texas, and expect them to pay for the birth of every illegal alien female that comes across the Mexican border and delivers a kid. And wow, who then is responsible for the upbringing of that child? Who's going to pay for their health and their welfare and their education and their food? Doesn't matter that mom and daddy are illegal. Now it's up to every American to do their fair share to take care of little Jose and little Josefina. These anchor babies should not be our responsibility. Let me tell you something. If we confiscated everybody's wealth and income in this nation, it will offset spending and national debt for about a year. And then what do? Who's going to create jobs and thus a national income, or do we revert to the hunter-gatherer society? Or will we ultimately have no choice? With additional commentary by yours truly, posted this day by Dr. Ileana Johnson-Paw. Oh, yes, I added more than my fair share of rhetoric into the doctor's good commentary. So you listen to the things she talks about, and then you go find this interesting article. You know, we're talking about the money. Well, the U.S. Department of Interior announced this week that it is giving four states $5.8 million in grants for projects that are designed in whole or in part to protect various types of threatened or endangered bugs. You heard me. Oh, yeah, baby. How about the state of Maryland? A $2.426 million award to the state of Maryland to help protect the habitat of the Puritan tiger beetle, a threatened insect that inhabits beaches and bluffs along Chesapeake Bay in Maryland, as well as the along the Connecticut River in New England. Folks, species of plant and animal and insect have come and gone throughout the millennia since the beginning of time, and every stinking grant that the federal government hands out is not going to change God's hand in the matter. So you got this $5.8 million in grants. That's going to help four states protect beetles. Well, that's a part of a group of 48 grants totaling $53.3 million that the Interior Department said yesterday will go to 17 states to develop conservation plans or purchase or preserve land determined to be habitat for species that have been listed as threatened or endangered under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Let me tell you something, people. This country is an endangered species. Who in the hell do these people think they are giving another $53.3 million away? Let's see, to purchase or preserve land. Oh, that's right. I have to talk to my good friend Ron Heward up north. We know how they purchase the land. A lot of that money goes to salaries and wages. But that's creating jobs, boy. No, it's not. So that they can go in and tell some guy, eminent domain, baby, we're taking your piece of land because this endangered beetle might cross across one of your trees. Well, so on top of Maryland's $2.4 million Puritan tiger beetle grant, five other grants, equaling another $3.376 million, also went to projects intended to protect, among other species, a threatened or endangered beetle. Texas got $1.1 million for a project that's going to help the coffin cave mold beetle, as well as the bone cave harvest man. That's a spider. Bone cave. Don't even get me started, Granny. Don't even say it. California got separate grants of $994,500 and another $336,000 to develop plans. In other words, like blueprints, papers, you know, whatever. to preserve threatened and endangered species, including the Valley Elderberry Longhorn Beetle. That's in Sacramento and Sacramento, San Joaquin Delta areas. California got another $750,000 to help protect the Mount Hermon June beetle. These are the beetles, by the way, that come along and eat up trees and destroy them and cause the trees to fall down and eventually become fire hazards so that we wind up losing our mountainous ranges. This is cool. Oh, Nebraska got $135,000 to preserve wetlands inhabited by the Salt Creek tiger beetle as well. Look, I'm sorry. If you were out camping and one of those beetles started climbing up your wife's leg, you'd kill the damn thing. But now that they're endangered species, you might get arrested and incarcerated for killing a bug. All these grants are the result of the Cooperative Endangered Species Conservation Fund, a program set up by the Endangered Species Act, blah, 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 blah. Of course, now each of the states must make a matching commitment of at least 25% of those dollar amounts in order to receive a grant from the fund. Do you know a single state in this country right now that can afford to come up with, what do we have? Let me see. Maryland got $2.4 million, but in order for them to get the grant, they've got to come up with a little over $500,000 just to preserve that. This is insanity. We can't afford this stuff. Conservation is important, but I'm sick and tired of getting down kissing rumpus under the tree huggers in this country. Trees die. People die. Bugs die. Animals die. Flora and fauna die. And no amount of money from the federal government or the state governments, which, by the way, neither one could afford to give up, is going to reverse that trend. It's just unbelievable to me. The Puritan tiger beetle. Who names these things? It infests the beaches along Chesapeake Bay. So when people want to go down to the beach, and maybe at night, nice full moonlit night, they want to go skinny dipping, and then they get out there in the sand like Burt Lancaster or Deborah Carr, you know the scene, right? And then a bug starts crawling up their backside. Woo-hoo! Violation of the law. You killed a bug.
We got this here federal and state grant over here. This beach is now shut off to the public because the bugs come here. Jesus, I can't believe this stuff. These predatory flies perch and wait for adult tiger beetles or other flying prey and capture them out of the air. This is a notable beetle enemy. It's called the robber fly. Well, wait a minute. So they're trying to do something to eliminate the robber fly so that the beetle can live? You know, that's not a bad idea. Now I fully understand the government grant. We're going to eliminate the robber flies so the beetles can live. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out yet, that in Washington, D.C., there are 535 robber flies. Can we get rid of them so that we beetles can live? Oh, hippie, you have no idea how close I came to Jerry Marine coming out of the woodworks tonight with this story. This is one of these stories that just bang. Wow. This came to me late in the day, and I felt it warranted sharing with you. I don't care what you think of Steve Jobs or Apple and uber-rich guy, et cetera, et cetera. Steve Jobs' resignation yesterday as the chief executive officer of Apple, of course, has spawned a flurry of commentary and well wishes. One of the best responses was a set of Steve Jobs' best quotes, which was published by the Wall Street Journal. One of them, he stated, when you're a carpenter making a beautiful chest of drawers, you're not going to use a piece of plywood on the back, even though it faces the wall and nobody will ever see it. Oh, you know it's there, so you're going to use a beautiful piece of wood on the back. For you to sleep well at night, the aesthetic, the quality, has to be carried all the way through. That kind of integrity helped Steve Jobs create products that added so much value to the lives of not just his customers, but people all over the world. That kind of integrity helped him take a company on the verge of extinction in 1997 and turn it into one of the biggest success stories of the 21st century. That kind of integrity underlies all the great creators and innovators throughout human history, whether they be artists or scientists or businessmen, a willingness to follow their own vision of what is right for their own purposes. In Steve Jobs' own words, quite profound, and he speaks to all of us. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most importantly, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak said of Steve Jobs, I think Atlas Shrugged was one of his guides in life. So in the spirit of Atlas Shrugged, we'd like to thank Steve Jobs for all the value that he has added to our lives. I know he did it for himself, not for me, not for you, and it is for that that we thank him. Pretty interesting, powerful stuff. Who in the living daylights is trying to call me at this hour of the night? I'm on the air, people. Obviously, it's somebody who doesn't listen. I wish Steve Jobs success, but I fear that he is in very ill health. Apparently, in his announcement to the board yesterday, he said that this day has finally come. He has been battling pancreatic cancer since 1994, and he's taken various leaves of absence to be able to get through this. He's going to remain on as chairman of the board. And it's good. He still has much to offer and add to the foray. Stay with us. We'll be back with some final comments in just a moment.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Something's going on.
This was always only just a little game to you. All the time I thought you gave your heart, I thought that I would do the same for you. Tell the truth, I think I should have seen it coming from a mile away. When the words you say are, baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. If I gave a thought to fascination, I would know it wasn't right to care. Logic doesn't seem to mind that I am fascinated by a love affair. Still, my heart would benefit from tenderness from time to time.
Melody Gardot, but I have one question. Who's on that mixing board right now? Most of the audience has no clue what I'm talking about, but I had to say that. The gentleman who's working the, who's producing a program tonight is my good friend Dan, and Dan and I met nearly a year ago on the air here at RBN.
And obviously there's a number of decades difference in our life. And we found we had a tremendous amount in common, musically speaking, and some of our beliefs and our thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. And I, frankly, at some point in time, I want to get down to the Austin area to spend some time with him. And we introduced different musicians to each other. And it's just, it's an amazing ongoing growth in love of music. Yeah, we both love women. Darn right. But I don't love guys. Not my style. But the reality is that it's just, it's unique to find people who are probably, you know, 30 to 40 years different, probably 40 years difference in age that have got so much in common. So age has no bearing on any of this stuff. And it's, oh yeah, tell me about it. And it just makes things so interesting. It makes things very, very enjoyable. And so I truly appreciate it when Dan's on the board. And it's a lot of inside jokes he and I'll do back and forth, some of which will go on the air. And a lot of you are people scratching your head. What are you talking about? What do you mean somebody's on the board? Let's put it this way. Dan's not a carpenter. Okay, we'll let it go with that. And but we're reaching the end of this day, and I hope that, you know, some of the things we've shared with you give you some food for thought. And we appreciate the time you give us each and every day. And, you know, Lord willing, we'll be back with you again tomorrow. I do plan on being with you live tomorrow, which will probably be the first time in about 5 weeks on a Friday. So you guys take care. Once again, thanks for sharing your valuable time with us. So the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am here.
You have got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has, and I got you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in